Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene and hear the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, reveal your glory, and let them trust mine, oh God, reveal your glory, and let
morning. Good morning. Welcome to FNFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am joined by my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. And we're going to go ahead and get started this morning. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. We're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. And as always, our scripture of focus is Job 38:12-13, out of the King James Version of the Bible. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take holds of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we give our morning, our day, the issues of life and this world legislated instructions. Amen. And before we get started, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and please like the page. There you can leave your prayer requests, testimonies. You can engage the ministry. You can follow the ministry. You can ask biblical questions, even questions in regards to life itself, your life, things that you might be going through, and we will answer those questions for you biblically. And as always, when we get started, we start off with praise and worship. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we praise your holy name. Father God, we magnify your name. Lord Jesus, we just give you praise. We thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we just thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name, Father God. We uplift and magnify your name. We give you praise and honor today, Father. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, as we come before you through your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, we ask that you, Father, forgive us for any and all sins we may have committed, those knowingly and those unknowingly. Father, every trespass, Father, we ask you to create in us a clean heart, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father, create in us a right spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we just thank you and praise your holy name, Father. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Father, the children, Father, have started school. All the kids are back to school, Father. We ask, Father, that you just continue to watch over them, Father. Continue to keep them, Father. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, we even command the atmosphere, Father, be conducive, Father, to learning, O Heavenly Father. We come against, Father, the spirit of bullying. Father, we come against, Father, the spirits of despair. Father, we come against, Father, just spirits of sadness, Father, in our schools, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we loose your provisions, O Heavenly Father, so that all our children, Father, will have food to eat, Father, clothes to put on their bodies, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We ask, Father, that you strengthen their family units, Father. We remind you of our prayers, Father, to anoint their parents to raise them, O Heavenly Father. We remind you, Father, that we have prayed that you will give them an anointing, Father, to raise and to pour into these children, Father. We remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father, to anoint our teachers, Father, and our faculty, Father, that they will, Father, know, Father, that they will operate in an anointing, Father, to teach and to pour into these children, Father, and make righteous decisions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And, Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you for a conducive atmosphere to learn, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Blow on the hearts of the teachers, the faculties, the parents, Father, to come before you and pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you infiltrate the families and the teachers and the children's circles of influence, Father, with anointed, wise, praying men and women of God, O Heavenly Father, to minister to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, even, Father, we pray, Father, this same thing, Father, for the school boards, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they walk and operate in an anointing, Father, to teach our kids, Father, and to make policies, O Heavenly Father, that will benefit our children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for our president and the leadership of this country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let everything our president does, everything he touched, Father, be beneficial, Father, for the people of this country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We remind you of our prayers to surround him, Father, with anointed men and women of God, O Heavenly Father. Anoint him, Father, to be at the head seat of this country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your will be done, Father, in his life, in the life of his family, Father, in the life of those that of his, in the life of those that are in his administration, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of our prayers for this city, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against the spirits of murder and violence, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We loose your provisions, Father, so that men and women, Father, will not have to go out, Father, and rob, kill, and steal, Father, to eat, Father, to provide clothes, Father, for themselves and their children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we just ask you to uplift the downtrodden, Father. Uplift the poor, Father. Uplift the poor-minded, Father. Increase their capacity, O Heavenly Father, to receive from you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, increase their coast, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and keep evil away from them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we break generational curses, Father, of poverty, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We come against everything, Father, that will keep people, Father, impoverished, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every demonic and satanic, Father, spirit connected to poverty, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we come against corruption in the streets, O Heavenly Father. And in the same manner, Father, we bind, Father, we come against, we break and bind, Father, the strongholds that bring forth corruption in our government, Father. Our local government, Father, and our national government, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command these things broken today, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you. We give you praise, Father. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for our police officers, Father, for our mayor, Father. Father, we even pray for the new mayor of Chicago, Father, whoever he or she is, Father. We're asking, Father, that you, Father, that you anoint them right now, Father, that they will operate in your anointing, Father, that they will operate in the spirit of excellence, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, even surround them now, Father, with anointed and wise praying men and women of God to pray, Father, and intercess for them on their behalf, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. And we decree and declare, Father, that they are successful now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Blow on the hearts, Father, of this mayor and our future mayor, Father. Blow on the hearts, Father, of our governor, Father, and our future governor, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for family members. Father, those that are addicted. Father, those that are homeless. Father, those that we have personally prayed for to receive salvation, Father, and that their lives be turned around, Father, and they be delivered, O Heavenly Father, and the yokes, Father, the ungodly yokes that bind them, Father, are broken, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now. We give you praise right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, and Father, in all these words that we have spoken before you, Father, we decree them to be so. They are legislated so, Father, in this earthly realm, in Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen, and amen. Deaconess, can you lead us in prayer, please?
Yes, Pastor Melvin. Praise God. Father God, we just thank you. We continue to praise you and bless you. God, we continue to exalt you and magnify your holy name. You are an awesome and powerful God. Holy Spirit, we love you on today. We exalt you on today. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We continue to give your name praises because you are worthy. You are the worthy one. We thank you for your help in every situation, Holy Spirit. We thank you for bringing things back to our remembrance. We thank you in the name of Jesus for everything that you've prayed through us and everything that you have done in us. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you this morning. We thank you for this month of September. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you've brought us into another month. We thank you that we are, Father God, into this ninth month of 2018. God, we thank you. The world, you kept us all year long. We don't think it's a life thing that you have been with us all year long, all through every process, every toil, every trial. You've been with us through every victory. You have caused us to be victors. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. The Ricardo de Vidio Santa. We thank you. Holy Spirit, we ask even now that you would bring back to our remembrance everything that you've done all throughout this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want to remember all the victories. We want to remember the great and the small, that we might praise and magnify you in all of them, because you said give thanks in all things, because this is the will of God concerning you. We want to give thanks. We want to give thanks. We want to give thanks on this morning. We want to continually thank you. We know that you said that we should start with praise and worshiping you. You also told us every prayer should start with thanks. With prayer, with thanksgiving. Make known our requests unto you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Every victory, great and small, everything you brought us up and raised us up in, every standard you raised on our behalf, every trial you brought us through. Thank you, the things that you taught us about ourselves, about our process, about our enemy, and about yourself. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We do thank you. We thank you. Those that are listening and those that are going to listen, we join together right now saying thank you. We give you the fruit of our lips. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. We don't dare move past it. Thank you. Thank you. And we ask that you will search us this morning. That you will search us this morning. Hallelujah. You will search us. Search our hearts and our minds. We repent, God, right now. If anything we've said or done was not like you, anything that didn't line up with who you are, create in us even now a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit within us. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you this day. Thank you for this ninth month. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for the things that are yet undone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Even thank you for the prayers that haven't been answered yet. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you because we are yet exercising our faith in you. We thank you even when it seems that there's nothing to thank you for. Because not only did you wake us up, but as we are believing you, God, you are helping us to grow in our faith. Thank you, Jesus. You are, when we haven't seen it yet, you are helping us to grow in our faith because we have to exercise it and keep believing that you are who you say you are, and you are God. So thank you. Thank you. You are always doing great things in us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you right now for the things you're bringing back to our remembrance. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll meditate on it all day long. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You said set your mind on things that are above and not on things that are on earth. So God, we set our mind on things that are noble, of a good report, of things that are kind and loving. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There is much to murmur and complain about if we allow it to happen. But you told us that we are to be a light in a broken and twisted generation amongst which we'll shine if we do not murmur. You said not to do anything with grumbling and questioning. Because the world needs much light. In the mighty name of Jesus, the world needs much life. So we bring forth thankfulness to you, God. We put away any grumbling and complaining. We bring thankfulness to you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, that we can lift up prayers before you. We thank you, Father God, that we can make supplications unto you. We thank you, because as we make supplications unto you, we cast every care upon you because you love us. Thank you, as we're praying, we're casting. Thank you, as we're bringing back to your remembrance the things you said, we're casting. Thank you, that we might not be anxious for anything, but in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make known our requests unto you. We're thankful, God, because we can come before you, bringing back to your remembrance everything you said, and thus casting all the doubt and fear off of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're casting all the doubt and fear and unbelief off of us. We're casting our cares upon you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus because you love us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. We thank you. We thank you because the byproduct is peace. Thank you, Koranamaste. Thank you, Jesus. When the anxiety is gone, the peace is there. Thank you, Jesus. When the fear is gone, the peace is there. When the doubt is gone, the faith is there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for casting on today. We thank you that we're casting because peace is on the way. Thank you. Rest is on the way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that you are God that says to us, come unto me, all who are heavy laden. Come to me, all who are heavy laden, for I will give you rest. Thank you. You are, we thank you that you are the God that gives us rest. Ooh, you're the God that says, exchange your yoke for my yoke. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for yoke exchanges on today. We thank you that we can cast on today. We thank you that we don't have to murmur and complain, but we can give thanks on today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, on today. We just declare and decree that we will come unto you, God. We will rest because you said it's possible. because you want us to have it on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just pray everybody that is listening and is going to listen, in the name of Jesus, that any burden that has been too heavy, that they will put it down on today. And they will enter your rest, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. They will exchange the yoke that has been too heavy for her for an easy one, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They will not fear, hallelujah, but they will operate in faith. They will not keep a yoke, they will not keep a yoke thinking that they're doing, that they're walking out their soul salvation when they're just doing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for rest on today. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are God that says you, that we can rest. Thank you, God. In a world that, hallelujah, in a world that moves fast, in a world that moves fast and has many distractions, you said, come away with me. Thank you, God. Come away with me. You said to seek me while I could yet be found. Thank you, Jesus. You said, call on me. Yet, God, and I will answer. Thank you, Jesus. You said, I will answer. God, we thank you for being a God, hallelujah, that will answer. We thank you for being a God that will answer in the name of Jesus. And not only answer, but show us great and mighty things that we do not know. Thank you. Thank you for being a God that answers and answers by fire. Thank you, Jesus. You are a God, hallelujah. You're the God that answers by fire. Thank you, Korabase. You burn up things that are not like you. You ignite things that have been put out. You're the God that answers by fire. When we've tried everything else, we've been pushing this thing in our own power, in our own might, and there's yet no fire. You are the God that answers by fire. You are the God that answers by fire. And God, we thank you for it. 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 We thank you that you are the God that answers by fire. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We know that we may have sought different things, different avenues, all throughout the year. We tried to make things work different ways, in the name of Jesus. We tried to make things happen in our own power, in the mighty name of Jesus. But you are the God that answers by fire. You are the God. You are the Karababasekane that demonstrates your power every time. Thank you, Jesus. You are the Karababasekane. For those that were in the upper room, that were disillusioned, those that were afraid, they had lost it. They had lost their Savior. Their Savior went up again and they didn't know what to do. You are the God that answered.
You just set it on them through your Holy Spirit as tongues of fire. You are the God that answers by fire. Hallelujah. You're the God that answers by fire. Thank you, Jesus. You gave them power when they left that upper room, and they were tired when they entered. Hallelujah. They had seen much and been through much. They had simple instructions and they stayed there, but they left out with power. God, we say, we thank you on today because all that are listening and are going to listen as they lay down their burdens, thank you, Jesus. As they lay their burdens down to you, as they receive rest, as they receive a yoke exchange, thank you, God. They will also receive power. They will also receive power. Thank you, Jesus. They will also receive power. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way. They will also receive power. They will also receive power in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You not only come to bring things back to our remembrance, but you come to give us power. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the power. Hallelujah. Thank you for the power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the power to press, to praise, to believe, to do things that people wouldn't do without the power to forgive, the unforgiven, unforgivable. Thank you for the power to make wealth. Thank you for thank you for the power to lay hands on the sick and for them to recover. Thank you, thank you for the power to receive revelation. Thank you for the power, God. Thank you for the power, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, to preach the God, to preach the gospel, to share our faith. Thank you for the power. Thank you. Thank you for the power. The power to love others, to love those that don't even seem that they're lovable. Thank you for, hallelujah. Thank you for the power. Thank you for the power on today. Thank you for the power to operate in peace in the midst of whatever situation we're in. Thank you for the power. That power only comes from you, Holy Spirit. That only comes from you, God. It only comes from you. Thank you for the power. Thank you for the power. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you on today for powering you, Holy Karabase. Holy Spirit, thank you, God, for being the God that answers by fire. Thank you for hearing and answering prayers. Thank you for giving us rest. Thank you, God. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank God, you're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. You've given us so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. That you've given us so much. Hallelujah. You've given us so much. You've given us so much, God. You've given us the power to give a kind word even when others won't. Thank you, Korah. Hallelujah. You've given us the power to listen and obey. Even when our soul say it wants to buck and do what it want to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. You give the power to pray for those that have rule over us, even when we feel like, why we got to pray? Why we got to pray for them? Because you've given us the power, and it's what you told us to do. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. God, we just trust you on this day. We trust you. We trust you. We trust you, Father God. We trust you with everything, Holy Spirit. We trust you. We trust you. We trust you that the power that you have made available to us, that we can operate in it. Because it's not our own strength. But it's yours. And you said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you, thank you. We trust you. We trust you on today. If we stop trying to do it ourselves and put our faith in you, that you are the God that will help us, that won't put on us more than we can bear, that hears and answers prayers, that understands and knows, that answers prayer. We will trust you today, God. We will trust you to hallelujah. We will trust you. We will not try to figure out how we will do it, but we will trust you. We will trust you. We will have faith in what your word says about you, what we've seen about you, hallelujah, what we know about you. Thank you, God. Whatever we have experienced in, if we know you in one area, we will believe you all the way on today. As you grow us up in other areas, we'll keep believing you. We'll trust you, God. We will trust you. And even if we don't, hallelujah, and even if we don't know anything about you yet, God, we pray on today for those that are listening, those that are going to listen, Father God, that they will have a divine encounter with you, that they will have a divine encounter with you, that they will know for themselves how good you are, so that trust can be built in you. So they could know for themselves how awesome, hallelujah, how awesome you are. That they'll put their trust in you. Thank you, God. We thank you on today. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for this whole month to come, and the one that we're in. We just declare and decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in this month. We thank you. We thank you for the prayers that have gone up before you. We bring them back to your remembrance, God. And we thank you for our weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but they are mighty through you. So right now, we just bind up any activity of the enemy on this day. We dispatch angels, angelic help and intervention on this day, on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Roko, we bind up accidents and incidents on this day. We come against all seed eaters. We bind up all seed eaters. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare and decree that our seed not only will be in the ground, but it will multiply. In the name of Jesus, it will bring forth a harvest. Thank you, Jesus. We bind up everything that is not like you. Every false accusation of the enemy that will come against our minds, we bind it up right now. And God, we thank you. We thank you for power on today. We thank you for power that we could rest from our own labor, rest from doing things our own way, rest doing things the world does. We will not fight in the mighty name of Jesus the way that the world fights, because our weapons of warfare are not carnal. but they are mighty through you. We declare and decree on today that we will fight the way your word tells us to. We will fight the way your word tells us to in prayer. We will not fight with human weapons because you said that that's not how we win. We don't fight humans.
Thank you.
We rest from that, God, on today. God, we rest from that. We rest from that. We rest from that. We rest from fighting the way that the world fights. In the name of Jesus, we rest from operating the way the world operates. In the name of Jesus, Father God, because you said that we have died and our life is hidden with you in God. We have our life hidden with you, Christ. So God, so we set our minds on things that are above. We rest from that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. God, we thank you. Thank you, God. And we just lift up, Lord God, your leadership, your pastors, your apostles. We lift her up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen her in every endeavor, God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her in every endeavor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God. Strengthen her in every way. Increase, Father God. Expand her tent pegs in the mighty name of Jesus. Enlarge her territories. In the name of Jesus. God, continue to send laborers to follow me as I follow Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift up Apostle Daniel Dozier and Prophetess Geraldine Dozier. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, continue to release fresh manna from heaven all upon him. In the name of Jesus, release fresh manna from heaven, revelation, wisdom, and knowledge on how to push. On how to push these ministries forward in you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We glorify you, God. Continue to strengthen them in their health. Keep them strong and healthy in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are awesome and powerful and mighty, God. And there is nobody like you. God, we thank you. Continue to lift up Apostle Charnette, God, and laborers for Christ. Let everything, Father God, that they put their hands to prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, you are a good God, and there is nobody like you. God, we thank you for your Pastor Melvin. God, continue to have your way. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus and his life. Bless him, God. Bless the endeavors of his hand, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to push him into the things of you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for everything that you're doing, God. We bless you for how awesome you are, and we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for those prayers. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. Again, please go to our Facebook page and like the page. Again, you can leave your testimonies. You can leave prayer requests. You can engage the ministry. Keep up with ministry events as well as ask biblical questions and even biblical questions in regards to your own personal situation or your own personal life, personal situations with your family. You can ask prayer questions and things of that nature, and we will answer. We will get those questions answered for you biblically. We've come to the close of our time. Again, thank you for joining us. Please join us next week at the same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's Midwestern Time, Chicago area, St. Louis, Michigan, Indiana, those Wisconsin, those areas. 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. We love you. God bless you. And we will see you next week. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say Amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church